exit. What? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich. What? The Jiki finds the sugar dimes, can't quit. What? Now pop the cork, it's Nina Vega and get lit. What? 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 Introducing.
All right, we are back with the second round of the March Movie Madness Hood Classic Tournament. Sorry we're coming to you so late. Last week we had some scheduling conflicts, a.k.a. me going to the Big East Tournament. But we're back. So since we missed last week, we're gonna do two rounds this week, although we may split this up into two parts. I don't know. So joining us this week are Midtown Mo.
What up? Yo, you were at the game. How the hell did y'all give up 56 points in the second half to Louisville? Come on, son.
Because, whatever.
Yo, first and foremost, fuck you.
And that is Dr. J, standing up for Syracuse.
Holla!
Young Ness. Young Ness was not cooking chicken and waffles in the background this week. We're proud of you.
Nah, I made my chicken before the call, man. You know.
All right. And Mr. Chicken and Waffles himself, Uncle Streets.
How did I become this?
It's the first thing that popped in my head. And joining us after like a 19-week hiatus is Joe Sargent.
Something like that. Yeah, what's up?
All right.
Are your Pistons doing anything of
note? I was just about to ask.
Let's talk about that. Are they doing something that we can talk about
Pistons are doing. Pistons are in that New Orleans Noel sweepstakes. We are racing to the bottom, and
I'm not slandering. I'm asking, like, no, dead ass, like, what's going on in the game?
We can talk about that.
Now behind the Wizards in the standings. So really, I mean, there's nothing to report.
The Detroit Pistons are on a race to draft a player who just tore up his knee 2 months ago. Nice. It's so cold in the D. All right, so let's jump right into it. So we're down to 32 movies. A lot of controversy and disagreement across the interwebs. I actually was damn near accosted at a bar about why was Boomerang the 14 seed or whatever the hell they were, and I'm like, hey, listen, 13 seed.
They be loving basketball. I
just threw Ness under the bus every chance I got. I was like, I ain't make the seeding. Ness made the seeding. So next year, turn them out through the seeding. But anyway, thanks for all those who voted. We're gonna put up the results of who the hood thought should have made it through, but that's neither here nor there. Let's jump right into Queensbridge. Now, since there are six of us on the call today, we may have to bring in the tiebreaker. And you know who the tiebreaker is, so you may not want to have a 3-3 tie.
Your mama's able to come in before you call this time.
So I know I can count. I can count. This we actually have six people. All right. So starting with the Queensbridge bracket. Ooh, try saying that three times fast. Queensbridge bracket. We have the 1 seed Coming to America versus the number 8 seed Shotas. Yeah, I know who I'm voting for. So I'll start with Jackson.
Woof. 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 Woof.
I'm going with Coming to America.
A big dog.
We know who Ness is voting for since his uncle played Sammy in a movie.
Arsenio, for real? Really, though?
Oh, man.
Really, though?
Slander? No, who you got?
Disease rhinoceros pizzle.
Who you got?
Coming to America, geez.
Streets.
There ain't enough Jamaicans in Queens to make me vote for Shotas. It's Coming to America all the way.
Mo?
Two quick things. One, that we're in the Queensbridge bracket. I like to say that I was in Atlanta this past weekend, and it took me less time to get to Atlanta than it did to Streets' house in Queens. Secondly, Shelton shouldn't even be here because Belly should have won. This is bullshit.
Why should be in this shit right now?
Absolute bullshit. I'm going Coming to America. Shelton shouldn't even be there.
Joe, would you have voted for Shotas?
Oh, hell no. That was unanimous.
All right. I'm voting for Shotas, although it's a moot point at this point. All right.
You beat the wall, niggas.
You
rat. I posted we hated in the chapter meeting, yo. Dude, you straight throwaway vote, man. Get this guy out of here, yo. At least vote with your LBs or something, yo. Like,
vote for Shotas anyway. Yes. F y'all. All right.
Let the bitches reflect, look at ass, dude.
Shut up. All right. The number 12 seed Set It Off versus the number 4 seed Love and Basketball. This time, I will start with Mo.
Gotta go and Set It Off. Oh man. Wait. Let me, this is a tough one.
Oh, come on.
This is a tough one, man.
Come back to you. Joe Sargent.
Yeah, I'm going Love and Basketball. It's a movie I shouldn't have liked because it's a chick flick, but I actually liked it. So, bonus points for that. And then Set It Off was fine, but they had the same cop investigating every stolen car. That was whack. And I'll never forget that. So, Love and Basketball.
You guys are clowns. Ness.
I'm going with Love and Basketball just because that movie was made for straight people.
All right, so we got two for Love and Basketball. Dr. J.
I'm going to go with Set It Off, and I'm going to explain why. And hopefully some of you guys will change your vote. Yo, the lesbian scene with Queen Latifah and that other chick, yo, that was real, son.
It's that only time. That was only time. You.
That was
the sexual way.
That was so real. We gotta go and Set It Off, man. Set It Off. Pow, pow, pow. Jada Pinkett riding
out. I'm voting for Love and Basketball more after that lesbian scene.
Yo, I hated Love and Basketball. Like, I'm like, think about it. Play me for your heart. Fuck your heart, bitch.
Nah, set it off, man. Set It Off and Coyote Ugly are the two most famous lesbian movies that you will find on the planet Earth.
Wrong.
Wild Things.
Yep.
Nah, Wild Things was for men.
She hate me.
She hate me.
That was for men too.
Whatever.
All right. So, Mo, who you got?
See, the problem here is that there's a lot of dudes in that went to go see Set It Off in the Hood before I saw it, and they came back, and they didn't even tell me what the movie's about. They was like, yo, Jada Pinkett's ass. That's all dudes talked about was Jada Pinkett's ass. And that's the only reason I went to go see that movie. And it happened to be a good movie. This is a tough one. I'm going to go with Love and Basketball.
Love and Basketball. So is that a 2-2 tie? That hurts. All right.
That's tough.
Who are we missing? Who do we know?
You and Streets.
Streets.
I was on the fence until Joe reminded me about the one cop who was investigating everything. Yo, man. But Set It Off was so real, though, man.
No, but it came out after Heat, if I'm not mistaken, and basically just ripped the storyline from Heat and put females in place.
I mean, they did the same thing with the Brandy Gotta Be Down, I Wanna Be Down remix video. They ripped off the Flavor in Your Ear remix video. It was still alright, though. But, shit. Yo, yeah, Love and Basketball, man. 4-seed advance, yo.
So, I have... Oh, shit, I lost count. So
you should have 3 at least.
That's 4. That's 4. Me, Mo, Joe, and Streets.
What a 4. All right, Love and Basketball. All right. So, Love and Basketball it is.
This is bullshit.
What was your vote, Sean? Set It Off?
Oh, she's still in the room?
No.
J.R. Smith, bitch ass, come on the screen. How many of y'all would have still married Tyra Banks?
Like in now?
In Love and Basketball.
Not me.
You lying for your devil ass. Hey.
Nah, I mean, she was all about his money. Nah, you know who he should have married? Monica Calhoun, because she was down with the curve, son.
I don't care who is the most overrated.
That was a light skinned chick that was playing in Italy.
Nah. That was a little dark skinned chick that was when he was playing Nintendo, and then Sanaa Lathan came over and she was playing and she was like, "Oh, I ain't even know," but she knew. She knew. Bitches know.
See, I was thinking about the light skinned one too.
Yeah, I thought that was all right. So Love and Basketball moves on. All right, moving on. The number 6 seed, Payton Full, versus the number 3 seed, Baby Boy. I already know who two of you are going to vote for, so I'm going to start with Streets. Who you got?
That's Baby. Close.
Baby Boy.
Big, all right.
Care to explain?
Yeah. No, I don't care to explain. Move on.
Explain about that shit. This Baby Boy.
All right, Joe Sargent.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Payton Full. I don't really have a good reason. I like the soundtrack better. There it is. Oh, they're close. Good. It's close, but I like the Payton Full soundtrack.
All right, so we got one. So we got one for Babe, one for Piff. Ness, who you got?
Paid in Full, yo. I'm gonna go Paid in Full just because it's based on a true story too. So, you know what I mean.
So okay. Jackson.
Fuck you, Jody.
Baby Boy. Mo.
Baby Boy Butter. Baby Boy versus Paid in Full.
Yes.
Baby Boy is going to the Final Four, son. It's going to the Final Four. Give me Baby Boy. We talking about the barter system, son.
Joe, 3-2. Did I ask you, Joe?
Yeah, yeah, I had Payton Full.
Who the hell am I missing?
You.
No. Oh, 3. Shit. No, 3-2.
You know Streets is picking Payton Full because he's a Queens-ass nigga, though.
Yeah. He's picking Payton Full. Streets is a Rico type of dude, too.
Streets
is a snitch.
Yo, Beef Game, Morris, I'm about to tear you down on some jokes. Like, your jokes are very corny. Like, you're about to get lit up, dog. You about to make me break my Lenten rule.
Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Oh, Rico.
So, if I vote for Payton, Rico. If I vote for Payton Full, that means we have to bring in a tiebreaker.
Hold up, who's the tiebreaker?
J. Marie 3.
Nah, son.
Because we can't access chick. That's
so if I mean. So it's either Baby Boy or actually, I have a question. J. Marie 3. Who would you vote for between Baby Boy and Payton Full? You'd vote for Baby Boy.
No girls.
All right. So I vote for Baby Boy. Because if I voted for Payton Full, Baby Boy would have won anyway. So, Baby Boy moves on to the next round.
Give me my money. You ain't got my money. No rice, no ribs. No champagne.
This is a mess. All right. Number seven seed, the Players Club versus the number 2 seed, Juice. I'm actually trying to pay attention and keep a track of who I ask. So, I'll start with Mo.
Players Club versus Juice. Ah, man, it's tough.
And now I remember why I told myself to ask Mo last, because it's always tough.
We'll come back. My favorite light-skinned villain, Khalil Kane.
You had 2 weeks to think about this. Jackson.
I'm going to Players Club.
Jackson.
You can either make the money, or you can let the money make you. Players Club, man. That's why I get 30%.
It's also because we had waited a long time to see Lisa Rae naked.
Yes.
Her Juice, second movie. Easily Juice, man. Like, Tupac, that was his best acting role ever that he did, man. Juice was fire, yo. I could watch Juice 80 times in a row.
There's no limit to that movie.
Streets.
Juice all the way. Like, Players Club was aight, but nah. Against Juice.
Yo, you guys.
That's definitely like Jay-Z versus Soulja Boy.
You guys are hating right now. You guys are
The scene where Tupac was at the locker and he was like, you know what? When you said that the last time, I was tripping.
Son killed dude and then went to his funeral and kissed his mom's on the cheek like, yo, I'm sorry for your loss.
Yo, word.
I will say that Omar Epps smashing that older chick while her ex walked in was pretty cool.
Yo, Mo, why do you always remember the sex scenes?
She has some messed up teeth, though.
Mo was like, remember when she was getting banged out?
No, it's like that movie Knocked Up, where the dude keeps clips of all the sex scenes. I have a mental Rolodex of this stuff. Sorry.
Yo, we should have put Knocked Up in this joint because I feel like every...
No. Y'all just reaching. Knocked Up. Next thing we've been putting there, Footloose.
Nah. Hold up. Give me my 5 seconds.
Dirty Dancing.
Remember when she tells him that she's Dirty pregnant dance. And he goes like, fuck no. Like, that shit is like what every nigga would have ever said to any chick that tells him that she's pregnant. Like, yo, I'm pregnant. Fuck no, you're not.
We don't have one Kevin Bacon movie in here?
Yeah, we have
Malala. Come on.
Is Joe Sargent available so we can move on?
Yeah.
You're the tie-breaking vote. I'm recusing myself going forward.
Well, I definitely am going with Juice.
Boom!
Yeah. I was staying for Juice. Like, I'll watch that, like dude was saying, like 80 times in a row. So
I'll watch Players Club 80 times in a row.
you'd watch Boston Up 80 times in a row.
No, I can't watch that movie anymore. We talked about this.
So, all right.
Where's Training Day?
You chose the movie.
Man, you can't have no Oscar films up there, man.
Oh my gosh.
Didn't Do the Right Thing get nominated for like best something? There's an Oscar movie in
there. Best hood movie. It got nominated.
There's one Oscar movie in there. Boys and Hook got nominated for best picture.
Man, I was not around for that.
Yeah, we know. We know what you wasn't around for.
Jungle Fever ain't in this shit.
Anyway.
It was supposed to be, remember?
It's about Jungle Fever. All right. Moving on to the Carol City Triple C's bracket.
We got to move faster.
Well, Lowe's
now we got half as many movies.
Yeah. Do the Right Thing versus House Party. Okay. Is anyone going to vote for a House Party?
Shit. Over Do the Right Thing? No.
Going once, going twice.
Wait, no, wait. House Party.
All right, that's House Party. All right, that's House Party. Anyone else?
Sit your black ass all the way back down.
He hates Spike Lee.
You take a Steve Harvey poll right now of what you want to, what would you watch right now? People are selecting House Party over Do the Right Thing.
That doesn't mean it's a better movie.
It's a better movie.
I'd watch The Wash over Titanic right now. It don't make it better.
Damn,
right.
The Wash. I've never seen Titanic.
That's my guilty pleasure movie. All right.
This is bullshit. Get
the fuck down.
Number 5 seed, Love Jones versus number 4 seed, 5 Heartbeats. I will start with, actually, I know where Ness is going.
Not even close. It ain't even close. There's no comparison. No comparison. Not even close. 5 Heartbeats all the way.
Oh. That's because all right, that's one. Streets. Streets.
Puerto Rico.
Yo, I'm sorry, I got cut off. What did you say?
5 Heartbeats versus Love Jones.
Love Jones. By far. Any man who could kick a poem and get the draws, you gotta go with that brother right there.
Joey.
5 Heartbeats, 10 times out of 10. And
that's a Motown. That's a Motown vote. That's a Motown vote.
Probably.
Come on, B.
It's just an entertaining movie, man. Every time it comes on, I'm rocking.
Mo?
I'm singing. It's a little too serious, a little too aware of itself, if that makes sense. 5 Heartbeats.
Mo dropped his phone in the toilet, so while he goes to fish it out, I'll ask Jackson.
I'm going to go with Love Jones here. I know Lorenz Tate. He's a good friend of mine. I know his family. And when I think about it, dog, honestly, like 5 Heartbeats was cool, but like if we had not seen Nina Simone or Nia Long in the nude...
Yo, and yo, I movie, swear every
they used to hold us down, dog. that used to hold us down, bruh.
I feel like you're doing a different bracket. Like you're doing like the naked women in hood movies bracket.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in the hood movies bracket. Like I ain't talking about quality here. I'm talking about titties.
No. Not for nothing, Neil Long is still a joint, yo.
Yo, I seen her on that show with Don Cheadle. That new show he got. It's crazy.
It's a lot, son.
Yes.
She's looking crazy on that.
Yo, my man, the pipe Neil Long said he was said she was crazy, son.
Said that's fine. Crazy. That's fine. Her age is like infinity. I mess with it though.
You remember when she used to mess with Will Smith on Fresh Prince? That was not believable.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, Mo's still trying to fish his phone off the toilet. And
he's done for the night.
We have a 2-2 tie. So, I guess if Mo doesn't come back, I guess I have to break it.
Sounds good.
Oh, wait, what? Is Mo back? No, he's not. All right,
Jennifer.
Mo. Your water damage means you get a new phone. It ain't happening.
Put a wig. Yeah.
Oh, we not picking it?
Sean no, I know. I'll break the tie. I will go with. See, you know what's not fair? I've never seen a 5 heartbeats.
What?
I mean,
You had to.
No.
No,
I've seen like 10 minutes of it.
Yo, but nah, Sean,
if you've seen it, you know the songs.
Hold on, wait, Sean, can I ask you one question?
Who's Sean?
Strafe, can I ask you one question?
Shoot.
I thought it was Strafe.
Have you ever been in a situation where a chick says, yo, you can't hit it, but like you downstairs and you sneak back up them stairs, try to get them poom-pooms? Like, yo, like all I got to do is jippy-doo.
I don't know
what do.
You gotta chill.
You can't be explaining that on the phone though.
All right. I'm gotta go with Love Jones.
Oh my god. This is the OD upset though.
Yo. Nah, but that one, what Jackson is saying is real. Like that's like the
I ain't lying. You know what I mean? We all been there, that's but you know.
All right, I changed my mind. 5 heartbeats.
No! No, you didn't! Fuck Leon.
Leon is hood actor MVP.
Yo, nah, y'all can't... No, you can't disrespect Leon, man. Leon's a legend. My man had to... My man's Gumby was at a 65-degree slant for almost a decade, man.
Whoa, yo, man, what's the balling out security guard and above the rim, like, stay away from my mom!
Moving on! The number 6 seed, Harlem Knights, versus the number 3 seed, The Temptations. I will start with Joe Sargent.
Yeah, this is two movies I don't really care for, so I guess my official vote is I don't really give a fuck. But if I gotta pick, I'm gonna go with Harlem Knights.
Wow! Motown passed up a...
I thought you was gonna throw your way over to The Temptations. I would have respected it, though. I wouldn't have even slandered. I would have respected it.
Streets.
Having said that, yeah, it's Harlem Knights all the way. You know, we fought for this movie tooth and nail. We damn near had to write a letter from the Birmingham jail to get cats to put this. So
well, Mandela's letter trumps that.
I'm writing this movie until it faces a stronger opponent, and that's all. And any movie where a pinky toe is shot off is a good movie to me.
Ness.
Temptations.
Yo, you bravery Gordon in the face as Jackson.
Ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis.
Damn right, man. David Ruffin, man. David Ruffin, he made that
Temptations movie. All the way, man. All the way.
Yeah, man.
All right.
That movie made me want to sniff cocaine. No, I'm playing.
No, you're really not, though.
Nah, Flight did, though.
Hey, Mo's back.
All right, what did I miss?
All right, so You only missed five heartbeats beating Love Jones.
Love Jones advanced?
Yes. No, five heartbeats advanced.
I'm not upset. Now
you get to break the tie between Harlem Nights and The Temptations.
Wait, five heartbeats didn't advance?
Yeah, changed my mind.
Yeah, it did.
Temptations.
Wait, look at the fuck. Wait, no.
You getting a hole right now, son. Love Jones did his thing. They deserve to go on.
Nah, man, it's something in Robert's Rules of Order that we could get that vote back, right?
What was the vote for Love Jones?
Three-fifths majority.
It was 2-2, and then you dropped your phone in the toilet, and I had to vote. So originally I picked Love Jones, but that has changed my mind.
I think I would lean Five Heartbeats is my movie, but I'm gonna lean Love Jones.
Yo, can we at least get Avery 3 to comment on this?
But you was going,
though. You know what she's going to pick. That's why
doesn't
you
matter. Changed. My vote counts. I'm
That's why you changed your vote.
Son, it was like the fourth quarter, and they called a foul with like 20 seconds left in the game.
Yo, that was like that the Belmont, that game where the refs called like seven techs in the last 5 seconds.
That was the Miami Heat versus the Dallas Mavericks.
Love First Jones.
Time. All right, that's nice. Five Heartbeats moves on. Anyway, and the Temptations beats Harlem Nights. Yeah, whatever. How's the second round take longer than the first round?
Wait, the Temptations beat Harlem?
Yeah, Molded.
You voted for the Temptations too?
Anybody coming to see you, Otis?
I didn't vote.
It was 2-2.
It was 2-2. Mo voted for Temptations.
You not voting no more?
I said I was recusing myself because if I vote and I tie it up, then we got to go to the tiebreaker. And I know you don't want the tiebreaker. So
who said I want a tiebreaker?
Yo, Streets was a tiebreaker when his movie loses.
So it comes time to pick Soul Food over anything.
Everything. I thought this was whatever, dogs. It's just a vote.
He's like, I'm not reacting. I'm not reacting.
I'm just.
All right. While Ness puts his silverware away, we'll go to Dead President to 7 versus Men's Society 2-seed, which is actually a pretty tough matchup, if you ask me.
Lorenz State versus Lorenz State.
I will ask Mo before his phone cuts off again. Who you got?
Dead Presidents.
Joe.
Menace Society.
Ness. Jesus Christ. Ness?
You over there playing with cockroaches.
Jackson.
I'm going Menace Society, man.
My bad. It was on mute. I couldn't take it off the mute button for some reason. Ness. But Menace all day, Menace.
I guess it's a moot point at this point. That's three votes for Menace Society.
Anybody want a beer?
It's about time you pay me that money.
What you said about my mom? Anyway.
Stop what you think you is, tape. Ron O'Neill, nigga? You better suck my dick.
I got these cheeseburgers.
The cheeseburgers.
That's terrible. All right. Moving on to the Compton bracket, let's do rapid fire. We ain't got all day. Boys in the Hood. Is anyone picking The Wood over Boys in the Hood?
Hell no.
Thank you very much. Jason's Lyric versus He Got Game. This is going to be interesting.
I know where Jackson's going.
We know where Jackson's going. So I'll start with you, Joe.
I'm going the same way, actually, but, He Got Game, not great, but good enough. It's classic. You know, it's sticky, so I like it. More so than Jason's Lyric. That's a chick flick.
Jackson?
I'm glad we ain't got Losing Isaiah on here.
While Jackson takes a dump, Mo?
I'm trying to get two Alan Payne movies in the final four. Give me Jason's Lyric.
Yo, let me get the orange blicky. And I'm thinking he got game. Lala. If it wasn't for Lala, we wouldn't be here right now. You know what I'm saying? Dog, honestly. You know what I'm saying? You know how many of my socks got punished because of Lala?
Come on. My
God. Please, remind me never to borrow Jackson's socks.
Oh, I hope you're not borrowing Jackson's socks. You're like a foot taller than him.
He also wears like a size 5.
That's cool, though. That's cool, though. I hold my shit down.
Jackson's socks with my toe.
I mean, damn, yo, like, this dude has sticky socks, man. I don't know about all that. I'm from the era where we didn't have socks. So your belly button would turn from an innie to an outie.
Yo, y'all are some nasty N-words, yo. Like, dead ass. Like, he got game. He got like, game. It was cool, but like, nah.
All you Nessies on the line right now.
That's disgusting. Whoa. What is...
Yo, remember when she was in the pool with DeAndre and you was like, yo.
Mo. Mo. No, you put up a Jason's lyric. Streets.
Your mama asked you why the pillows on the couch look funny.
So nasty.
And you wondering why you sleep to the left.
Oh my God, I hate you.
Lala, man.
All right. Lala. All right, he got game because this is, we're not gonna go on
anymore. Yeah, please, Nick.
Oh my God. Okay. All right, Streets, and you get to lead off the next choice, the number 16, All About the Benjamins versus the number.
No, forget
it. Number 14, She Hate Me.
I'm gonna go with She Hate Me.
Jesus Christ! All right, let me write this down.
You bitch ass nigga.
Come on, man. I gotta edit all this stuff. All right, Joe.
Yeah, All About the this. That's the Mike Epps Ice Cube movie.
Yeah.
I can't believe that made it into this bracket.
What?
She Hate Me. That was a horrible movie. That was the hairline shit. That was funny. But yeah, She Hate Me.
Jackson.
30.
45, 47. A do 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 do.
Oh.
Wait, what are we on?
All About the Benjamins versus She Hate Me. They set us up. They set us up.
This is
you set yourself up.
I'm going to go with All About the Benjamins. As a quick side, this dude Lamar J has to be the MVP of sidekick in the hood movie category.
Who?
He's the dude in Don't Be a Menace While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood, and he's also Tresh's sidekick in Jason's Lyric. Short dude.
It got to do with anything right now.
Ness. Ness, you're the tiebreaker.
I got chased by a motherfucking Mexican and a big white bitch today, looking like a Project Power Ranger. All About the Benjamins, man.
Yeah. All About the Benjamins.
All right.
45-47.
All right. All About the Benjamins moves on.
I love that movie.
It's 50, not 50.
Bow Wow tries to roll up on Ice Cube. He's like, get the hell out of here, little nigga.
He
put out a gun on Bow Wow.
Now we have an interesting.
It's 250.
We have an interesting dilemma. Not dilemma, but the number 7 seed Bad Boys versus the number 2 seed The Last Dragon. Streets, who are you going with?
I'll take.
No that.
Leroy.
One for The Last Dragon. Joe Sargent.
Last Dragon.
Two for The Last Dragon. Ness.
Last Dragon.
Three for The Last Dragon. We'll make it academic. Jackson.
Yo, I'm telling you some real shit. Like, when you ever at home and you ain't got nothing to do on a Saturday night, turn off all the lights and watch The Last Dragon. Just the TV and you. And get real high and watch that shit. trust me, you'll have an out-of-body experience. That's the greatest movie ever. I've never watched a movie high ever before in my life. That movie, like, I mean, when he came up and he hit him with the freaking kick, you know what I'm saying, and knocked him back, I was like, wow, man, I'm high as shit, but this is the greatest movie ever. Like, dead ass.
I thought Jackson was going a different place with that. I thought he was going to say, turn off the lights and get one of his socks.
The realest part of Last Dragon was when his little brother was playing him for being a virgin and was like, you wouldn't even know what to do with it if you did.
Finally,
if you don't know what you're doing, Leroy, it could hurt you.
Moving on to the Cabrini Green region. This is actually interesting. This is a 1-8 interesting matchup. Friday versus School Days. Mo, who you got? Well, I know who you got, but let's just make it academic.
Friday versus School Days. Wait, what? Oh, I didn't vote. I voted for Last Dragon, by the way.
Oh, so that's
Friday versus School Days. Oh, why? These are final. These are like Sweet 16 matchups right here. Friday versus School Days. We need more gamma rays. Give me School Days.
Streets.
This one is a tough matchup. This is definitely tough, but I gotta go with the classic over Friday. They're both classics, but School Days to me is the one. So,
Joe.
Yeah, I don't know. I got Friday. I must be the worst Greek in the world because I just picked Friday over School Days. But
ain't nobody changing the channel from Friday to watch School Days.
Damn, there it is.
Yes.
Ain't nobody changing Smokey and Craig to watch the Gamma Rays. Ain't nobody changing the channel.
All right, Streets, it's up to you.
I ain't voting.
Oh, no, Jackson. It's up to you, Jackson. I know Jackson's going to pick. Jesus Christ.
Can y'all hear me licking my fingers?
Yeah, long, man.
Every time I come to the kitchen,
yes.
You in the kitchen. In the goddamn refrigerator. Eating up all the food. Movies
has me
all the chitlins. All the pig feet. All the hog balls. I want some of them chitlins. I like pig feet.
No, I had never heard of hog balls until that
Craig.
Moment.
Question.
Didn't I tell you to take out the trash?
Of the 64 movies, how many were
Neil
Long in?
Didn't I tell you to take out the trash?
All right, seven.
I'm taking Friday. Make it enough, motherfucker. Make it enough.
Thank you very much. I'm so glad that Friday won. Thank you very much. I would
How many of these movies has Neil Long been in?
I don't know. You can count it after the show.
Neil Long smashed Marty on House of Lies, too.
We're going to have to give out awards after this tournament.
The number 5 seed, Above the Rim, versus the number 4 seed, Lean On Me.
Above the Rim or Lean On Me.
I will start with Jackson.
That's close.
Man. Damn.
I'm going to go with Above the Rim because I didn't even think Lean On Me should have made it out the first round. It had too high of a seed.
Wow.
So did y'all do the seeding?
Huh? No!
That's the craziest.
Movies.
Yo, man, my office hours are from 9 to 5.
I take that means Lean On Me.
Nah, don't nobody know what Ness talking about right now.
Nah, that was from 5 Heartbeats. But, I'm gonna go with Above the Rim, yo, just because, you know, I like the cast and the soundtrack.
Mo?
And the white girls.
White girls.
Could we be looking at an Above the Rim versus White Man Can't Jump?
Oh!
I don't know. It's tough. Give me Above the Rim. Got Above the Rim versus Friday. Oh, my gosh. That's gonna be tough.
No, it's not. Anyway,
it's definitely not tough.
This is not tough at all.
That's like 100%. That's the easiest. Friday is drinking a Mai Tai on its way to the OJ.
It's not this.
I'm so sick right now. I'm so sick.
Can't let Friday get past New Jack City. Not gonna happen.
All right, the number 6 seed, White Men Can't Jump, versus the number 3 seed, Higher Learning. I'll start with Streets.
Oh, Higher Learning. Come on, man. You had Cube. You had Snipers. You had a racist Michael Rapaport. Let's go. What more do you need?
Michael Rapaport.
The dude.
The white dude in every Remy. Black movie.
Remy. Oh, Paulie.
The delivery man from Next Friday.
Yeah, Jackson.
I'm going with High Learning because I still would smash Tyra Banks. Raw Dog.
Whoa.
Even if she wasn't on birth control.
Damn.
Is that even an option?
Mo.
Those streets.
Yo.
Your mom is still an astronaut. Give me white man head jumps.
Yo, fam, can you
gotta be kidding me.
Keep my mom out of your jokes.
Like, how dare you take Higher Learning?
Keep my mom's out of your jokes.
Yeah. How dare you guys take Higher Learning over white man can't jump?
Streets, did I ask you what you had?
Yeah, you did.
I had Higher Learning.
All right, I'm hot.
It's time.
So, Joe,
give me two votes for each of Rosie Perez's titties.
White man can't jump. Joe, yes.
Damn, tiebreaker.
Yes, you're the tiebreaker.
You know what's funny? At different points, I was on both movies just off of what other people were saying on the call. Like, damn, it's kind of crazy. So you got. Oh, man. No, man. I had that movie on DVD for a little bit and rewound it.
What the hell is it? Dunks in the movie. Come on.
Houston versus Michael Rapaport. Oh, man. Yo.
Michael Rapaport is a racist versus Woody Harrelson Duncan. Give me Woody Harrelson every time.
Jump for white man can't jump. Yo, white man can't jump. Yeah. Real. That movie was hilarious, too. Isn't that a lie?
You guys are lying.
That's not that, man.
You lost the money?
Jose Perez was on Jeopardy in the movie. Come on.
When's the last time you seen this person win Jeopardy?
Yo, Cedric Ceballos had a better music video than Fight Me Can't Jump.
Begin with the letter Q.
And finally, Life the 7th seed versus the number 2 seed, New Jack City.
Period.
Does anyone want to vote for Life?
Yes.
Hell.
All right, Jackson, one vote for Life. Anyone else for Life?
Hell no.
The Alan Payne movie edit.
Am I a brother's keeper?
Nah, man. The bitches and oh lord, the bitches.
They love it.
So we have our Sweet 16 set.
Gee, buddy.
And I guess, well, you know what? Let's go to part 2.